Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Pete Bursich, analyst on the Vikings Radio Network and the flagship FM 100.3 The Fan, is here with me, Paul Allen. Listen to us Monday night after 9 o'clock Central. Call the Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers. Off the five-game preseason, what are some Vikings-related things you saw that you liked?
I think the play of the quarterback and the efficiency of the quarterback I liked most. I liked the way Teddy moved around in the pocket, his timing, his accuracy. Defensively, the return of Anthony Barr, I think, is the big thing. And the way he played when he came back and just the speed and the ground that he can cover, that's a huge deal.
Let's learn more about the adversary, the San Francisco 49ers, Pete Bursich, to analyze via the Menards Film Room.
And, Paul, let me start with this. We know a lot about the 49ers and what they've lost, and I think one of the keys of this game is not what they don't have, but what the 49ers do have. They may be dismantled a little bit on defense. They're still going to be a good team, and the reason they are is because of this guy right here, Colin Kaepernick. And the problem that he creates is that he's such an effective runner, you are now 11 on 11. Most of the time, defenses are 11 on 10, so we could put eight guys in the box and outnumber the blockers. But when you have a quarterback that's a legitimate running threat, creates a lot of problems for the defense, and we'll see this right here. This is just that option look, and it makes it easy because these offensive linemen, they can all block down, but it puts the pressure on this linebacker to have to step up and handle the cutback, and in this case, he doesn't quite get there. As you can see, this is just nice, tight running. Boom, he gets outside. You miss a tackle. So you have a hat for a hat right here. You have a guy on a guy, but it's just not going to work.
Now the end zone angle of the same play against a makeshift 49ers offensive line. New right tackle. This guy played left guard last year, and they have a new center.
And they also lost a great free agent in Mikey Potty, as you know. So this allows, as you can see, though, this simplifies things. It's elephant blocking. Everybody's blocking down, and you're trying to put the strain on the linebacker to have him make a play one-on-one in space.
Nice.
And if he can't make it, boom. Nice down the field blocking, though. These guys are still football players. They're just not going to roll over and play dead. Again, the same kind of situation, a little different, though, in that they're doing the dive. It's not the same kind of blocking. They're going to leave this end free. He's going to come around the edge, and they put the pressure on the end to make a decision. So you have to be clean and crisp with your decisions. And also, this guy here needs to know which side does he fill on. Does he have the dive or does he not? You need to be extremely disciplined. So they get the end to freeze, and that's the speed of Kaepernick right there. Boom, boom, boom. Look at, he is already.
Holy cow.
I know. He is here to there before these guys even really know where the ball is.
Wow.
And again, you've got what? One-on-one in space, which is exactly what Kaepernick wants. He slides in this case, but you know that's what Kaepernick is looking for. And again, it's just that speed. Boom. Watch. It's like he's shot out of a cannon. I mean, he's all the way outside. He has 4 yards on this end before everybody even knows where the ball is.
So the key to reading the read option is for the quarterback to read the defensive end. And you see four down linemen here for the Cowboys. This would be Everson Griffin, right?
Exactly right. The key defensively is that if this guy has the dive, he takes the dive. What this guy needs to do is this. He needs to get upfield before that guy, the tight end here, or the fullback, can junction block him around this way. So if he sees that instead of tapping his toes and gets up here, then he's got a chance at the quarterback right there. Okay, so what is a defense going to do? One of the things you can, Paul, you mentioned this brand new interior offensive line. You can move your defensive linemen around so they don't necessarily know where everybody's going to go. This is an old tried but true stunt, the old pirate stunt. Monty Kiffin used to go like this. It meant pirate stunt. That means the three technique is coming underneath. The end is going to come underneath here. And if it's pass, the nose tackle chokes his motor, and then he loops all the way around to the other side, and this end stays nice and wide for contain. So if you look at it, they're just moving spots, and it's up to the offensive lineman to pass this stunt off. You see, boom, three technique and end come underneath, high hat by the center, nose tackle loops around. Colin Kaepernick, right now, you have him pocketed. This guy has to make sure he doesn't let him outside over there. This guy comes in right here, force him up the middle, right into your guy right there, and bam, you got him. If you don't do those things, this is what can happen. Now, the frustrating part for the San Diego Chargers, as a defensive coordinator, all you can hope is you have guys in the right spot. Look at the number of guys that miss him on this play. Five-man rush, so technically this is a blitz. You have five men coming up. Boom. Have them dead to rights right there. Miss. Another guy falling back. Miss. and then he gets into space, right? You have three Chargers in that area. We got him. No.
And kinda, he doesn't go down in here. He
exactly.
goes that way.
Exactly. Well, he's just jog, 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 jog. Then all of a sudden, uh-oh, and then he kicks it in the other gear.
Whoa.
All 11 guys have to run to the ball on every single play when you have a quarterback like that behind him. So those are the kinds of things that those are the problems that he faces. Now, defensively, they still have Navarro Bowman. So we're going to highlight him real quickly. Bowman stands right here. He's number 53.
Bowman's first action in a year off an ACL.
And this is his first game back in the preseason. But you watch him staying square, sees the downhill. This lineman tries to get back on him, doesn't have time off that block. And that's what he does, head across the ball. This is the most impressive part, Paul, right there. Head across the ball, pads low, feet running. Running back has nothing on the ground. He goes backwards.
A rarity here, a Menards film room rarity. Peyton Manning under center.
Exactly right. So that's a big run key for the defense. But again, here he is, Navarro Bowman. Just watch what he's able to do. This play is going to end up coming way out here. Watch him just find his way, sift through the trash. And then when he gets there, it's the impact that he makes. So the ball snapped. He knows it. He sees it. He's gone. But he's getting through all this garbage. There's three Broncos right there. But he's able to get through it. And when he gets there, bam. That's a shoulder to the chin, and that running back goes down. So those are the things that Navarro Bowman brings to the table. They still have a lot of talent on defense. I think if the Vikings go into this game not paying attention to the offseason goings-on of this club, we'll be ready to go.